All right, everybody, it's Stick and Act Reacts for Monday, August the 9th, 2021. I'm your host, Adam Grove from Stick and Act. That's Keith Stewart from ESPN Radio in New York. Keith, welcome into you, and good afternoon. Happy lunchtime hour. Stick and Act Reacts has three huge topics to talk about today, and the first and foremost, without question, is another Olympic gold for the United States of America in golf. Nelly Korda takes home the gold. Your reaction to Nelly Korda, Olympic gold, second United States gold for golf this year.
Nelly Korda, big thumbs up, of course. American sweep for gold medals at the Olympics. Love all of that, Adam. But she's not just taking gold this year. She's taking over. And I love it. I absolutely love the fact that she is the number one story in all of golf. I mean, if you start to think about who's the number one professional golfer of the year, it's got to be Nelly Korda. She's the first person ever to win a gold medal and a major in the same year. She's got three wins, like seven top tens, and she's only played 13 events. She missed one cut. Number one ranking in the world. Really cool. I love the way she handles it. And just a supremely great person to represent women's golf and take them to the next level. So big kudos to her. Awesome.
Is it surprising to you and exciting to you that the number one story in golf this year is coming out of the LPGA?
No, not at all. And one of the reasons why is that there's so much parity at the top of the men's game. It's really tough to have a Tiger Woods take over like that. And with Nelly just going next level in her game, it doesn't surprise me at all that this has happened, for sure. You know, it would need to be a Rahm or a Rory or somebody like that winning three or four times. And, you know, we got multiple winners like Stuart Sink and Harris English. So, you know, Nelly definitely, she goes right to the forefront and she deserves it. She's
so awesome. Let me ask you this. The overall reaction, bonus react here, of Olympic golf this year. So we had two American golds, which is great news for golf here in the States, especially as we have historically not been a powerhouses in some of these events like the Ryder Cup and such. But this was a against the world, the United States came out on top. What were your reaction just to the golf in general for the Olympics? And is it where it needs to be 3 years from now when we do this again?
Huge thumbs up. So big smiley face for that. And I don't know who the IOC paid off, Adam, but they certainly got what they needed. You know, on the men's side, they had a huge, you know, top 10 player in the world in Xander Schauffele, an American. They have a 7-way playoff for bronze. And then on the ladies' side, they have another tight competition. They have the number one player in the world, the most marketable golfer out there. She's 23 years old, Nelly Korda. Then they have a playoff between two ladies for silver and bronze. Lydia Ko comes back. She's the first one ever to win two medals. I mean, all sorts of great stories there. Everyone's going to say they should change the format. They should do this. They should do that. But, I mean, nobody watches team sports at the Olympics, right? Everybody wants to see the triple jump or a swimming event. They're all individual sports. Golf's an individual game. Keep it the same. Get them to Paris. Hopefully there's no pandemics this time or viruses. And I think Olympic golf will continue to blow up. It's probably, you know, within the next two or three Olympics, it could get to the height of a player's championship. It won't be a major, but it certainly can be very successful, Adam.
Number two reaction is WGC St. Jude Classic. It had multiple storylines throughout the entire weekend. Now, I had made a promise to myself, to my family, as well as to you, that I would not speak of Bryson DeChambeau in the Stick and Act Reacts. However, he finds himself in the middle of storylines yet again over the weekend. Harris English was a casualty, perhaps, in those storylines. Let's talk about a massive lead that they both had that they squandered. There was a on-the-clock warning, multiple slow play warnings and discussion throughout the weekend from Bryson and Harris, which then caused him to rush in his post-game conference saying, hey, I was rushing. I didn't play my best. And then playoff to end it with Abraham Answer finally, miraculously winning after being down six or seven strokes there towards the weekend. Your reaction to the WGC St. Jude Classic?
Well, my reaction would be a big thumbs up for Abraham Answer. And it would be a big thumbs up for everyone that takes him on DraftKings week in and week out thinking it's going to be his week. Well, it was finally his week. And as everyone predicted, they thought it would be on a big theater stage. And it was. You know, a WGC is certainly going against the best in the world. And Abraham Answer has that level of game ever since he went 3-1-1 in the President's Cup a couple of years ago. And everybody said, he's going to be the next big winner. But how about two Mexican winners this year on the PGA Tour? Carlos Ortiz back in Houston. Now we've got Abraham Ancer. It's becoming such a global game. Goes back to your Olympics question, Adam. It's really a cool thing. And I'm going to get through this whole answer without mentioning your buddy because, I mean, he's just atrocious. It started early in the week with his comments about being vaccinated and those idiot statements. And then it just carries right in through his weekend. I don't know. I mean, there should be somebody out there that's a PR firm that should just help him for free because it's so bad, you know?
They should go into a dark room and go, hey, maybe just don't talk. Maybe try that.
Yeah.
Just go play, but play quicker. If you could do that, that'd be awesome as well. There was some talk of bullying, that he was being bullied. And I'm going to try to get through this without laughing. That he was being bullied and chastised throughout the weekend, and that affected his game. And my response to that is, of course you were.
Yes. Well, you know, here's what I'm going to do at Bryson, right? Let's move on. All right. Perfect. I need a couple bonus reacts from you. First of all, Harris English, his collapse, right? I want to talk about him a little bit because as the next month goes on, Adam, it's going to be all about the Ryder Cup. Yes, the PGA Tour is going to talk a lot about the FedEx Cup playoffs, and there will be somebody there, and I got a quick question for you on that, but it's one of those things where they have, through the BMW, which is the second leg of the FedEx Cup playoffs, to earn these Ryder Cup points. Top six get in, the other six are on the fence. You know, Harris is seventh. He collapsed on Sunday. So does that leave a bad taste in Steve Stricker's mouth? Do you look at somebody who came in the top five, like Daniel Berger, who is beneath him on there, and then you're like, oh, well, Daniel Berger's got to be on that team. There's a lot of really good storylines that are building. Sam Burns, he's 17th in the Ryder Cup standings, but he's obviously playing well right now. If he has a good FedEx Cup run, I mean, he could jump over a lot of people. And, of course, you got guys like Will Zalatoris. I mean, there's so many good picks for that six captain selections. I'm really into where this is going to go for the next month. I think it's going to be really cool.
Me too. And what I think is really cool is that it's the Ryder Cup is specifically, unless you're Tiger or somebody like that, is always what have you done for me lately? So if as of late you are hot and you are rocking and rolling and the pressure's not letting the pressure get to you and you're winning tournaments or getting in the top five, top 10 consistently and you're hitting the ball well, typically that's a captain's pick. For Harris English, the bad taste in Stricker's mouth might be Harris's collapse over the weekend and letting the pressure and all of the circus that surrounded him. And the Ryder Cup is a circus. Let's not forget. It is a stressful, tense tournament that these guys are going to be a part of. Does that say Harris is not cut out for this? And that would be too bad because Harris English is a great golfer, but he's a great person and he would be a great representation for the Ryder Cup for sure. But nobody cares about that. You care about the golf and you care about the point.
Exactly. I mean, imagine, and I bring up this conversation knowing that Harris English has two wins this year and $5.5 million in the bank, right? Mm-hmm. And we're talking about, you know, can he hold up under the pressure? And a WGC is a different level of pressure. You know, kudos to Abraham Ancer. You know, the guy's now going to be top 10 in the official world golf ranking. He's going to be sixth in the FedEx Cup playoffs. You know, those guys went 14 time zones to get there. Adam, the Olympians. And, you know, one last thing I want to mention about the men is that there's a couple guys that caught my attention that have been kind of good all year and great in moments. They both have wins, but look at Rory's week. He starts out with a 72. He's two over. Then he goes 66, 66, 66. How about Spieth, right? 63 on Saturday. DJ gets a top 10. FedEx Cup playoffs are coming. Playoffs, right? I mean, it's coming, man. It's coming. And the thoroughbreds are positioning themselves. And you know the John Rahms are going to be around. Xander just won gold. This is a really cool time. People are fighting. They're jockeying for position. Comes with the Ryder Cup teams. And in Europe, too. Speaking of a foreign winner, right, not necessarily a European, how about the Barracuda? Because we had a parallel event this year.
Well, the Barracuda is weird. So this is our third Reacts here. And Barracuda Championship, this is one of those events that gets lost in the shuffle, of course, especially with the Olympics and everything this year. This is one of those kind of strange oddities in golf. Unless you are a stick and you are inside golf coverage every single weekend, the Barracuda Championship gets lost except for maybe an alert on your phone. You're like, what the hell is even happening here? What is the Barracuda Championship? It's a Stableford event, which means this incredibly crazy scoring where you win by having the most points instead of the lowest strokes. And it's the one of those events that is kind of off the beaten path in so many different ways. But your reaction to Barracuda Championship, there was a new winner, a first-time PGA winner, again, for the sixth straight time at the Barracuda Championship. They've crowned a rookie first-time winner in the PGA. Barracuda Championship, tell me about it and your reaction.
Yeah, cool. I wasn't aware that was the sixth time in a row. I like that statistic. It tells a lot about the Barracuda Championship. And, you know, to most people, to your point earlier, is that, you know, people think that this is like an offshore fishing championships. They have no idea that this is actually a golf tournament, and it, you know, plays alongside a WGC. But Erik van Rooyen, who became famous on the 17th hole at the PGA Championship this year at the Ocean Course, because he was the guy that hit that tee marker and almost took out that caddy. Remember that clip that we saw all over social media? Well, he says he's really, really happy now, which I guess he wasn't that day. But
I guess a victory will do that to you.
Final round 64, man, 32-32, an eagle, six birdies, a lot of points. You know, Adam Shank was your 54-hole leader. He didn't get it done, just had 5 points on the final day. Some good things come with this for Van Rooyen. He goes back to the PGA Championship. You know, he jumped up to, I think, 78th in the FedEx Cup, and he was out of the top 125. So now he's going to go to the playoffs, and he has a win. So it's kind of a cool thing. South African, really nice player.
For the hacks out there, and even for some sticks that aren't familiar with the Stableford scoring, how does that work and why is it exciting?
Well, it's exciting, and it's especially exciting when you're a home at your local club or your local course. You only get points for having good holes, right? So you don't take strokes away, and people see a lot of positive points. But what that does is it keeps the competition tight. And we saw that this weekend. Unless somebody goes super, super low like Van Rooyen did the last day and won by a couple of points, it really congests the field, and it gives everybody a chance. And when you can get 5 points for an eagle and 2 points for a birdie but only zero for a par, if you make a birdie and say it's at the club level, it's a net one, right, you can start to leapfrog some people. And it really is a lot of fun that way, because you don't think a lot about losing two shots when it comes to making a double bogey or like Bryson did the other day. You know, you just keep making as many positive points as you can. And it's really a fun format. So if somebody was watching this and they haven't tried it before, definitely go do it. If I know the math looks confusing, it's actually very, very simple. It's just a positive number attached to a par figure.
It sounds simple. And for your local club, it sounds like a cool format, because you're right. If you double, or you're in your pocket, or something happens where you're just like, oh my God, this is an absolute disaster, your round is not ruined. And your mental state is not ruined. You just say, okay, well, I'll just try to get a birdie next hole, or try to get a net par and at least salvage the damage and get something going on. So that's really cool. So the Barracuda Championship now might become one of those things that I take notice of now that I understand it. And Barracuda Championship, thanks you, Keith, for explaining that to the Stick and Hack Reacts family. He's Keith Stewart from ESPN Radio and The Pro Show. Check it out where you get your podcasts, as well as the Stick and Hack Reacts every Monday here at noon on YouTube, Facebook, and, of course, where you get your podcast. Stick and Hack Show comes back in October, by the way. Just a shameless plug for that program. What else can I plug? Maybe that's it for now.
How about you plug Jensen Castle?
Yeah, what is
How
that?
How about we plug Jensen Castle? She won the women's amateur this week at Westchester.
Oh, that's right.
So congratulations to her.
That's awesome. Yeah. Thumbs up. That's your last bonus react, everybody. Have a great Monday. Enjoy it. August 9th. 2021, make it a day. Make a new friend out there, will you?
Hey, hit the buffet and hit it hard. It's lunchtime.